So we're going to just start out today with a little bit of a back bend, just to open up our backs. You know, the weekends are really interesting, but they take our toll on. Sometimes we do so much in the weekend that we don't get that relaxation in that we want. Or then we get so relaxed that we have to, like, you know, turn on the engine to get going again. So just start with a back bend. And what I'd like us to do is make it very personal. Just take your blanket and just make a bolster that you're going to lay over. And just roll it up to how much of a back bend you think you need this morning. And then maybe you don't roll it all the way, maybe halfway, and just test it out. And then if you need to get up and adjust, get up and adjust. And what I'd like you to just be, just 2 points of contact. Have your hips resting on the earth and your shoulder blades. So you have to be pretty flexible if you've got a big roll to do that. So maybe just a little bit starting out. So actually, we're looking for something a little different orientation, kind of like across the small of your back. And then you could, you know, maybe make a roll there. And then your shoulder blades down. And you feel how that gives you a little bit of stretch in your back. So we want something gentle right now to begin with, something gentle, just to create some space. And then the beautiful thing about this, too, is that when you start to breathe, you feel the breath in the back of your lungs, in the back of your body. And you can make it small, or if you just want to pass all together and just fly flat. So we're going to just stay for a moment, and then what I'd like us to do before we come up is to maybe just roll over and maybe adjust it by making the moving the roll to a different spot. If it's down by your hips, maybe before we come out, maybe after about a minute or so, we can move it more towards your shoulder so we just get a little bit more spacing, a little bit more opening. Let's focus on the quality of our breath right now. Can we relax the shoulders and relax the face? And then start to bring your awareness to the back of your body. Can we soften the neck and soften the shoulders? Can we breathe in between the shoulder blades and up and down the spinal column? So now before we come out with minimal movement, just see if you can just adjust that roll and maybe move it. If it's down by your hips, maybe move it up toward your shoulders. If it's really up close to your shoulders, maybe move it down toward your hips a little bit, just to get a little bit different spacing, different stretch, different opening. So just relax, and again, take your awareness to the back of your body, the back of your neck, the back of your shoulders, up and down the spinal column, your lower back. Breathe and relax. Focus on the breath. Can you feel the breath moving to the back of your body, to the back of your lungs? So now we're going to begin a transition in just a moment. So we're going to come out in a very particular way. So if you can, if your legs are extended, just bend your knees and bring your feet bottoms down on the earth. Keeping your face and your shoulders very neutral. What I'd like you to do is just kind of gently roll over onto your right side. And then supporting yourself with your right elbow. Just kind of see if you could just kind of scoot that blanket out underneath you. And then roll flat on your back again. And once again, extend your legs. Turn your palms up, let your feet splay out to the side, and just focus back on your breath. Nice. So we're gonna just move from here. So again, we're going to bend the knees now, bring the feet bottoms down on earth, just gently hug the knees into your chest for a moment, and then roll over onto your right side and pause there for a moment, gently resting your right ear on your right arm for a moment, just to not be in that rush of moving so quickly. And then pushing away the earth, gently rising up. Good, so everyone turn and sit facing this direction. Just get comfortable, cross-legged if you can. And just feeling that work in your back, can you feel any, that you created any opening in your back, any stretching in your back from that, anyone? Yeah, okay. So we're gonna work with subtle energy, at least in the beginning part of the class this morning. So now sitting up tall, can you broaden your shoulders and gently allow the shoulder blades to start to roll down your back? And at the same time, think about lifting the head away from the shoulder. So creating some space, some separation. You could rest your hands on your legs or on the floor, but I'd like to keep the shoulders soft, whatever you need to do to keep the shoulders soft. I'm gonna focus on the neck for just a moment. So let's take three deep breaths, and as you breathe, fill up the lungs to the very top. Exhale all the breath out completely. Focus on being a little bit more concerned about emptying the lungs. And just take the next two breaths. Breathing in and out through the nostrils. All right, so again, let's take a moment, plug into the sit bones, elongate the spine, soften the shoulders. We're going to focus on the neck. So without moving your shoulders, and again, if you need to support your shoulders by placing your hands on your shins or your fingertips on the floor so that you can support the shoulders, we want to take the right ear over toward the right shoulder without lifting the shoulder up toward the ears, and just let the weight of your head bring the stretch to the left side of the neck. Do your best not to shift the whole body, just simply hold that posture alignment, just let the neck move over towards the right shoulder. Relax and breathe. Good, let's come back to center. Let's inhale, fill up. Then exhale, gently lower the left ear toward the left shoulder without raising the shoulder up to the ear. Breathe. Good, let's come back to center. And take a moment, and just feel that. So now let's take our deep inhale breath. And as you exhale, let your chin drop to your throat, just creating a little bit more stretch in the back of the neck. Again, keeping the shoulders neutral, we're just getting that subtle energy of stretching the back of the neck. Breathing into the shoulders, breathing into the neck. Yes. Then inhale, we'll just bring our head and neck back up into alignment. And again, just take a moment and just feel that different energy there. And then again, let's take a nice deep inhale breath. Then maintaining this posture, this Tadasana in the body, can we just lift our chin up and stretch our throat? There's a sense of vulnerability here. So please just relax and allow the body to open. It's just the weight of the head creating that opening in the throat and the front of the chest. Close your eyes and just feel that gentle energy moving. And gently just bring ourselves back to center again. And just take a moment. Now we've moving through most of the range of motion of the neck. Just take a moment and settle in here. So now let's take an inhale breath, and as we exhale, we're going to gently rotate our chin over towards our right shoulder and just find that edge there. Do your best not to rotate the torso, just the neck. And just feel that stretch there, breathing into it, relaxing the shoulders. So here, let's take a nice inhale breath, and then gently on the exhale, rotate your chin over, aligning it up with your left shoulder. And just find the edge and just feel connected. Good, let's come back to center. And just find that neutral space again. So this part's a little bit funny, but it really can be quite beneficial. So we're going to just imagine that great story of Pinocchio, how his nose grew, right? And we're going to just grow our noses. And at the end of our nose, we'll have like a paintbrush. And that paintbrush is going to be dipped in whatever color you like it to be. And what I'd like you to do is touch that paintbrush to some board that's right in front of your face. And you're going to just gently rotate your head, making figure eights, without moving your shoulders, without moving the rest of your body. Just figure eights. Again, we're taking the head and neck through its range of motion. Just nice and easy and slow. Keep on breathing while you're doing it. Let's just do a few more. And then gently bring yourself back to center. And bring your head back to aligning with your spine. And now let's bring our hands to the center of our heart. And the hands in namaste, resting the thumbs on the sternum, sitting up tall, broadening the shoulders. And just take a moment, and what I'd just like us to focus on for just a moment is our neck. We do forward bends, we do back bends, we do twists. We sit down when our legs are tired, we rest our arms, but we don't often give any support to the neck. We don't rest our head usually through the course of the day. These neck muscles and shoulders have to carry the weight of the head all through the day with tons of stress, with poor spinal alignment, and I'm just saying bring some attention to your neck, because your neck is right at the base of your spine where your brain is, and it's a very important juncture of the body, a zone of the body to keep in your radar as you practice. So from here, let's just take a nice deep breath, inhale, and as we exhale, just bow to that divine energy within you, acknowledge that. And bring that into your radar for the practice today. Good, now let's just lift our head up. And then let's come into on hands and knees. And what we're going to do, these two lines are going to face in that direction, and that line's going to face in this direction. We'll come onto our hands and knees. And I'd like you to stay aware of the work we did in the neck. And I'd like you to, as we practice today, just keep that softness, that awareness of the neck. We don't go to those places of straining and tightening the neck. We'll keep it open. So let's just do a little cat and cow rotation to just open up the back. So gently roll the navel into the spine and just start to feel that release in the back of the ankle, the back of the neck, the back of the shoulders, pulling the rib cage in, and then dropping the belly down, rounding, and just getting a nice opening in the chest and the heart. And then come back into neutral. Let's curl the toes, come into a downward facing dog. And take a moment, first downward facing dog, getting your grip on your mat, starting to warm up your hips and your ankles, starting to stretch out the armpits and the shoulders and the chest, and cultivating your breath energy. So let's on in here, just come into a plank, straightening the arms and starting to tone up the arms. Let's use our abdominals here so that we're really starting to cultivate the abdominals. So push into your heels, activate the legs, a really good, solid plank pose. And then on an exhale, just lift the hips up, come back to downward facing dog. So we're gonna do this a few times, and what I'd like you to do is find the appropriate foot and hand position so that as we move back and forth, we don't have to adjust the hands or the feet. We find we're going to make it just a little slight flow. So inhale, let's come into a plank. Strong plank. Use your abdominals. Use your legs. Press into the heels. Keep the head lifted. Exhale, back to downward facing dog. Nice. So let's do that one more time. Let's come back into a plank. And a bit of a plank challenge, the warm up. Let's just hold our plank, and we're just going to lift the right toes up off the earth, maybe just an inch. And just hold that, keeping the core working, keeping the thighs working, keeping the abdominals working, keeping the head lifted, and then take it down. Of course, you could rest when you need to, and you could come down to your knees. Let's, again, from our plank, let's lift up the left foot. Nice. Hold your plank and take the left foot down. Nice. Let's come take our hips back to downward facing dog. Nice. So downward facing dog, let's lift the heels up, come to the balls of our feet, and we're going to just lift up the right leg, again, warming up the body, just working on some core. And you don't have to lift it high. If you want to roll the hip, you can. Just listen to your body. We're one, and also keep that softness in the neck. We could take the right foot down, come back into downward facing dog. And again, we're warming up. And as we practice, we want you to always stay aware of what's going on in your body. If you have some issues, we want to make sure you practice in a way to keep yourself safe. Second side, let's take the left leg up. And again, just feeling your hips and your legs and your core all working together. Good, let's take the left foot down. We're back in the downward facing dog. So from this downward facing dog, let's walk the feet forward to the hands. Come into an easy forward fold. And let's touch the earth. Even if you have to bend the knees, you'll have to release your hips. Now, let the head hang down and just gently move the head again. Perhaps a focus of practice today to can keep the head and the neck in a very supported way within your awareness. Then let's roll gently up to standing, one vertebrae at a time, taking your time, breathing your way through each movement upward. And then when the shoulders and the heads are there, let's lift the hands up into the sky. With the palms facing one another, standing with the shoulders wide and reaching up to the sky, rooting down into the feet. Now bring the hands together and then down into the heart center. And we just stand tall and broad and strong, but can we bring that softness to the neck? So let's do a few rounds of sun salutations. From here, let's bring the hands into Tadasana. And be mindful of your closeness to the person next to you. We're just going to raise the hands up. Inhale, breath. Exhale, hinge at the hips. Take the hands down to the earth. Moving slowly through the first few rounds. Let's come halfway up into Adho Uttanasana. You could place your hands on your shins if you like. Lengthening the spine. Exhale, we'll take the hands back down to the earth. Step back into a plank. And make your way down to the earth. Once you're down there, on an inhale, let's peel the ribs up into a nice Bhujangasana cobra, or you can lift your thighs up if you're into a down dog, up dog right now. Then we'll move back into a downward facing dog. Let's hold here for approximately 3 breaths. Feel a nice strong inhale. And complete exhales if you can. Again, keeping that awareness in your neck. Are you involuntarily tightening your neck in your practice? All right, so that we all come out together, let's, on your next inhale breath, walk, step, or hop the feet forward, coming halfway up into Adho Uttanasana, creating length in the spine. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, reaching up. And then exhale back into Tadasana. Just pause for a moment again, bringing the awareness to your head and to your neck. Can you keep your head soft and keep your body strong? Inhale, let's reach up again. Surya Namaskar A. Exhale, fold, hands down to the earth.
Let's come halfway up into Uddiyanasana.
And exhale, take the hands down to the earth, stepping back into a plank. As you exhale, continue to move down toward the earth. And then on inhale, let's peel the ribs up toward the sky. Exhale, downward facing dog. Keeping the neck soft, the shoulders strong. The body connected. Next inhale, let's walk feet forward, coming halfway up into Adho Uttanasana. Long spine. Exhale, suck in the belly, forward fold. Inhale, lifting up. And exhale, let's bring the hands together into the heart. Stand tall, check in on the shoulders and in the neck. And then let's take the hands down alongside the body into Tadasana. So let's again take a few more breaths, finding the center. We're not in a rush, we're not in a hurry. Next inhale, let's reach up again. And exhale, fold hands back down to the earth.
So from here, let's just step back into a downward facing dog.
We're going to work from this platform for a moment. So let's again take the right leg up into the sky and step it forward by the right hand into a lunge.
And on this lunge, we're going to just lower the left knee. And then pressing into the ball of the right foot, we're going to draw the right hip back and extend the torso and the heart forward and let the energy be downward. So we're starting to feel stretch in the right leg. All right, so we've got the ball of the foot down. We're not floating the foot. We're keeping the foot grounded. So we're really getting a stretch also on the top of the foot as well. The leg doesn't have to be straight. We're just lengthening the leg. So a bend in the knee is very appropriate. So we just relax into this, keeping the neck soft. Allowing gravity to assist us in the stretching. Probably feel the back starting to release a little bit in some of our cases. And then we're going to bend the knee, bring the knee forward over the ankle, and then we're going to just continue to shift the pelvis. So start to maybe feel a little bit of opening in our left hip flexor. So make adjustments here so you could just kind of dial in the stretch that's appropriate for you.
Maybe a nice stretch right in the hip sockets. And then let's shift the hips back again, the right hip back, lengthening the right leg, stretching. This time we're going to flex the right ankle and point the toes up, which brings a different kind of stretch into the right leg, the right hip, the right hamstring. And then change. We'll shift the hip forward again and come onto our fingertips. Bend the knee, shift the pelvis forward, lift the heart up. The hips and pelvis moves down and forward. The heart and the throat lifts up, keeping the neck soft. And then from here, let's lift up the left leg, coming back into a lunge, and take a big step forward with the left foot and just come into an easy forward fold. Step back into a downward facing dog. So now let's step forward with the left foot into a lunge. And like we did before, we'll lower the right knee. And then just moving and drawing that left hip back, coming onto your fingertips, reaching forward with your heart, starting to open up our hips a little bit and the ankles a little bit. Anybody feeling a little something? Okay. So we're not in a rush today. We could get very busy, but we're not in a rush. Keep that awareness in the neck and the shoulders and the face. And then let's move the hip forward. Bring the knee forward. So just feel the hip flexor. Yeah? And it's just more than the hips are getting open here, isn't it? Yeah. So then let's shift the hip back this time. This time I'm going to lift the ball of the foot up so that we start to really get more into other parts of our hips and our hamstrings. And again, we're focusing on keeping the neck soft and the face soft. All right, so let's bend the knee, come back forward. Then I'm going to lift up the right hip. And let's take a big step forward into a forward fold. And just let easy, just lower down, touch the floor. So you notice your hips feel a little bit more open. Doesn't the forward bend feel a little bit more yummy when you open up the hips a little bit? No? Yes? Okay.
All right. And then from here, let's step back into a plank.
So in the plank, your arms, if you can, work on straightening the arms, externally rotating the outer upper arms, engaging your abdominals. Can you squeeze your hips and your glutes and press into your heels? Nice. So let's plank a little core. Let's bend the elbows maybe just 1 inch and keep the hips up. Keep the hips up, keep the elbows bent. Can you feel how that works the shoulders? Strong core, strong tummy. Nice, breathe. Let's push the arms straight and back to a downward facing dog. So let's take the right leg up into the sky. Step the right foot forward by the right hand into a lunge. I'm gonna spin the left heel over toward the left, supporting yourself on your right hand. We're gonna look over toward the window and take the right arm up. Side angle pose. Well, actually, yeah, because some of us are going to the window. The others, you'll be going to the door. So supporting yourself on your right hand, lift up your left arm because Now, do your best to pull your right hip behind your right knee so that your hip and your thigh are somewhat parallel with the edge of your mat. And you might feel more comfortable with a block here under your right hand. So bring your arm alongside your ear and stretch forward to the front of your mat. And maybe look up underneath your armpit. Again, keeping the neck soft. Then we'll take the hand down on the earth. We're back into a lunge. We're going to step back into downward facing dog. So let's lift up the left leg now. And step forward with the left foot into a lunge. We're on our fingertips again. We're going to spin the right heel over to the left. And then we'll support ourselves on our left hand and lift up the right arm.
Nice.
And breathing. And keeping the neck soft. Let's reach your arm again alongside our ears. Nice. And if you can, you have the mobility in the neck, turn and look up toward the sky. Nice. And then let's take that hand down. We're into a lunge. And again, we're going to step forward with the back foot, come into a forward fold. Now from here, let's bring the inner edges of our feet closer together. We're going to bend the knees. Come onto your fingertips at first. And put the weight in your heels. And think about just moving your knees backward and dropping your hips down. And then we're going to lift the arms up, separating the chest from the knees, coming into Utkatasana.
Nice.
So let's lift our gaze up. Nice. So from the Utkatasana, I'm going to bring our hands together and into our heart. And let's take the elbow that's on the door side of the room, and I'm going to take it to the knee toward the window side and just come into a twist here. Nice. Keeping the neck neutral.
Can you feel it? It's the lever. Use it, the lever. Nice.
So before we come out, can we squeeze your abdominals and engage your hips, squeeze your glutes and lengthen from our tailbone all the way to our neck? And then release both hands down to the earth. So again, let's again put the weight on the heels.
Come onto your fingertips, move the knees back. Engage your abdominals, squeeze the thighs, the glutes, engage your glutes. Lift the hands up into Utkatasana.
Can I give you an adjustment here? You pull your ribs in more. Yes. There you go. Lift the arms up. Ah, it's a different pose. Can you feel it? Yes. Yeah, so now you're using your tummy muscles. Now, if we can take the gaze up, straighten the arms. We want to put more weight on the heels. Lift up the toes. Soften the face. And then we'll bring the hands down again. And we're going to take the arm toward the door side of the room. Nice. So using it as a lever, so we want to keep the torso, keep the hips there, yes. No, take the arm there. Take the arm there, yeah. But we want to keep the hips more neutral so that we're getting into that. And you want to lift your head up, Terry? Yeah. And then before we come out, squeeze the glutes, squeeze the thighs, lengthen the spine, and lower all the way down to the earth. Nice. Let's step back into a plank. And just lower down to the earth. Take a back bend. Downward facing dog. So step forward with the right foot again into a lunge. We're going to take our
left heel and drop it down to the earth. And we'll just take a moment. We're going to stay neutral now. We're going to come up into Warrior One. And I wanted to start to visualize. This is a neutral pelvis pose. So we're not turning our torso over to the left. We're not turning our hips to the left. We're doing our best to keep our torso and our hips as neutral. Put a nice angle on the back foot. It's going to help you move your hip a little bit more. Then we're going to lift the hands up and come into our Warrior One. So think about managing your hips. Energetically, you want to bring the right hip back and the left hip forward. You want to engage your legs, particularly your rear leg, for stability. We're going to lengthen the torso up. And again, we're going to keep the neck soft. Keep the shoulders soft. So just bring the hands together, interlace the fingers, and reach up with the two index fingers. And as you're reaching up in the index fingers, can you then maybe work on maybe bending the right knee just a little bit more and creating more length of the whole body? Maybe you could even bring your focus up, looking up toward the sky. And then exhale, we'll release back down to the earth and step back into downward facing dog. And yes, if you want to do the vinyasa, you can. And if you need to take a little break, you can also. So we're going to move to the second side. Don't feel you have to rush. You will find us. You will catch us. We're not moving really fast. So let's step forward with the left foot now. We're going to drop the right heel. And just line ourselves up. So energetically, we want to line ourselves up so that we are centered in our mat, our spine. We want to have our left thigh, our left knee, and our left hip somewhat parallel with the left edge of our mat. And then with that energy, we want to reach up the hands up to the sky. Energetically, we're pulling our left hip back and our right hip forward. We're really powering up the back leg. And of course, we're keeping the shoulders soft. Now, let's bring the hands together. Find that Shiva Mudra, reaching up with the index finger. And then as you're reaching up, maybe you could even bend the knee just a little bit more and just feel the length of the torso pulling out of the hips and the hips moving away from the torso. And look up if you can for just maybe a moment. And exhale, let's release down to the earth. Step back into a plank, go to a vinyasa. And if you want to skip the plank, you can, and just go to down dog. And if you need to take a child's pose, do that. And we'll all meet back in downward facing dog. All right, so moving on, and again, don't feel rushed. I mean, we all got different levels of energy, and so don't feel you have to bring some energy that you don't have. So let's come to the down facing dog, and we'll step forward again with the right foot into lunge. And then stand the ball of the left foot. Take your right hand to your waist, your right waist. You're gonna reach for it with your left arm. And then you tuck the left elbow to the outside of the right knee and bring the hands together. The palms are parallel to the floor. We're going to twist over towards the right. So the right shoulder's over the left. Spinal rotation. Then from here, let's keep that left elbow where it is. See if you could just reach up the right arm up to above you. And maybe roll the right shoulder back using the support of that left arm to just open up your chest and shoulders some more. Now, if you can hold this, some of us from here can take that left hand down to the earth while we're holding the right arm up and we're in a reverse rotation of the spine.
Can you bring the right arm alongside your ear toward the front of the room as we're still rotating? Bit of a challenge, yeah? And then we'll take both hands down to the earth and step back into Downward Facing Dog. Ah, how are we feeling? How's the energy? Okay? Hot?
Hot.
Yeah. Well, okay. So that means you're burning some stuff away. Part of the process. So let's step forward with the left foot. And we're going to hold the left hand on the left hip. Extend the right arm. And this is creating length in the spine. And then we'll take that right elbow to the outside of the left knee as a lever. Nice. And then we'll bring both hands together and we'll just spin. So while we're here, we want to be strong in our right leg, strong in our hips, strong in our abdominals. Think about that neck, extending the neck out of the shoulders. Now, holding that right elbow there, can you lift your left arm up? And as you're doing that, maybe you could start to roll the shoulder back and find a little something there to stretch. Now, if you can hold this here, what happens if you maybe start to take that right hand down to the earth? It could be inside the leg, it could be outside of the ankle, it could be right on the ankle if you want to, or it could be on a block. Now, while we're holding here, maybe you could bring the right arm, I'm sorry, the left arm alongside your ear. And just feel that stretch in the shoulder. Keep the neck soft. Then let's bring the arm back up. Take both hands down to the earth. We're into a lunge. And either step back into down dog or go through vinyasa. All right, come on up. Just checking in with you. How's everybody doing, okay? Is it hot in here? Is it hot? Okay, is the room hot or are we just hot? Huh? I think you're hot. I don't think the room's all that hot, but if that's okay, we got to focus on the breathing. We got to keep it real, right? You don't want to ignore that. So let's, So let's shift reels a little bit. All right. So let's do something a little bit different, okay? Let's go get two blocks, everybody, if you don't have. All right. So let's just change this. I want to focus on hamstrings a little bit. Sorry. So because we're hot, we're going to just not move so much. We'll just get into some static stretches a little bit because it seems like a lot of people are hot to you. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to work on some hamstrings. So everybody bring your blocks. Bring your two blocks to the front of your mat. And just put them right there in front of your mat and just bend and take your hands to the blocks. Nice. So then we're just going to cross your right foot in front of your left foot and then support yourself. So just cross it right in front and support yourself in the block. And then squeeze the thighs together, lift your hips up, and then surrender into the front of your leg. And just breathe into your hamstring. We want it to be back friendly, so if you're having some issues in your back or your knees, we could just modify this. So again, keep the neck soft while we're doing this here. Then just to make it get a little side stretch, just take our hands over to our right side. When you move your blocks with you and support yourself and get that little side twist to your hips. Good, keeping the legs soft. We'll come back to center and then take the blocks over to the other side and get a little side there.
Then come back to center. See if that gives you space to come a little bit deeper into your forward fold. Now, supporting yourself on the blocks, we'll cross the right leg back where it was so that we're centered. And then just soften the knees and just slowly come up the standing.
And just take a little break. So then, let's come back down into it. And we're going to just do the same thing on the other side, getting into those hamstrings again.
So we'll support ourselves and cross the left foot over the right, come into a forward fold, and then just surrender. We're squeezing the thighs together. We're lifting the hips up. We're taking the torso up out of the waist. And if you suck in the belly, it allows you more space.
Keeping the neck soft. So if you've been hot or you're warm, if you focus on your breath, it's going to help to ventilate your body. Taking all the warm air out, replacing it with cooler air. So now let's just take our blocks and just shift them over to the left and get a little side stretch here. And keep your feet rooted. Keep your neck soft. Let's come again back to center. We'll pause for a moment here and then over to the other side. And let's come back again to center. And then supporting yourself on the blocks, we'll uncross the legs. And then slowly just come on up. Ah. Okay. All right, so let's take ourselves back to the blocks. And what we're going to do this time is just take
the blocks down. Actually, let's just not use the blocks for now. Let's just bend the knees enough that we take our palms down to the earth. Or if you need the blocks, take your palms to the block. And we're just going to stretch the right leg by moving the right thigh back. See if you can move the right thigh back, even if you don't straighten it all the way. Suck in the belly, relax the torso, relax the head and the neck. And just feel that stretch in your right leg. And it's not just the right leg we got to move. We got to move through the hips and the glute a little bit. Breathe into it, and then let's soften the right leg. Both legs are bent. And then keeping the hands firm and the feet firm, let's move the left thigh back or the left hip back. Just feel whatever stretch you can get in your hip there. And it's not just the hamstrings, it's the glutes, it's the lower back. There's a lot of material that we have in our body that lends to our really stiffness. And bend both knees again. Then let's do our best to keep the hands all the way down on the earth. And even if you don't feel like you're getting a lot of movement, just move both thighs back, even if you don't straighten them all the way, but keep connected. Suck in the belly and relax. Yeah, just hold into that, breathe into it. It takes about 30 seconds or more for the muscle tissue to start to relax and release and stretch. So if you give it that time, not so much the intensity, but give it the time, it's going to open up a little. So let's take three more breaths here. Nice. And just soften the knees, and we're just going to just roll on up and standing again and reach up to the sky and bring the hands together into our heart and just stand tall. Keep the neck soft, your shoulders open, breathe into your heart space.
So let's come back down to the block. Let's come back down to the floor. We don't need the blocks right now. We're going to take the hands down about a foot in front of our feet and just simply take your right leg up into the sky. Keep your hips level. And then start to walk your fingertips back towards your toes. And then hinge at the hips and start to bring your heart in towards your standing leg. Now, what you can also do is you can also take your left hand behind, the forearm behind that left calf, hold on with the left hand on the left ankle, and then push down with the right hand and use that as a lever to maybe start to lift the right leg up higher as you bring your chest and your nose in toward the front leg a little bit more. Now, we have different degrees of ability to do this. And you don't have to straighten that standing leg and release. The leg down, and just hang in easy forward fold. Did you feel any of that? Yeah, so that's working towards standing splits. And if you look at it, there's so much involved. It's not just the hamstrings. It's the glutes. It's the back. It's the calves. It's the ankles. It's a lot of stuff. So then let's take our hands down again to the floor, maybe about a foot in front of our toes. And then let's take the left leg up. And then start to walk your fingertips back toward your toes. And then suck in the belly and start to melt your heart in towards that front leg. If you want to, take the right hand behind the right leg as a lever and push down on the left hand and use that to energetically start to raise your left leg up as you start to melt into the front of the standing leg. And just breathe here for just a few more breaths. Keeping the neck soft. And then release down. And then slowly come up the standing. And then again, just we're looking with the space. Bring your hands to your heart and just feel the space you created. Feel the different kind of connections you have in your body that you just now worked at re-energizing. All right, so let's make our way down to the floor. Let's inhale, reach up again. Exhale, we come into a forward fold.
And now let's just bend the knees, bring our hands to the back of our legs, bring the hands behind the back of the legs, use it as a lever, and just come into, for a few breaths, a deeper forward fold.
Now what happens if instead of working on straightening the legs, you bend the knees? What happens if you bring your ribs right into the front of your thighs and you suck in your belly? And then just holding this, instead of straightening the legs, you just think, can I just move the thighs back just a little bit? Can I relax my head and neck and shoulders? Can I breathe into those tight spaces?
And then we're going to slowly release.
Come on up. Okay. So let's again come back down to the earth. We're going to reach up. Before we do that, let's reach up. With your feet hip width apart, let's just go into a back bend and just feel, again, some space. So just go to a place that you're comfortable. Use strong legs and strong glutes. And just roll your heart back. Use your strength to support you. Don't make your body suffer by going too far. Trust your body. Breathe with your body. Relax with your body. And then we'll come back up to the sky. And roll down to the earth. And let's step back into a plank. Let's go through a vinyasa. And we'll come back in the downward facing dog and take a child's pose for a moment. Okay, so let's come on up and spin your legs around so that you're lying on your back. Hug the knees into your chest. So take the feet bottoms down on the earth. And we're gonna just take the right leg up and reach up with the right fingers. We're going to take the index finger and middle finger around the big toe of the right foot. And keep the left foot planted. Now before we move, feel that right hip really connected to the earth. And what we're simply doing is we're just pushing that right heel up and the thigh back, stretching the hamstring. The leg doesn't have to be straight, but just feel that it's lengthening. Can you relax the left shoulder so they're not overworking the left shoulder? So put it in a place where it's not a struggle, where you feel there's energy, you feel there's effort, but it doesn't feel like it's unpleasant. It feels like there's something going on. And then we'll just release. Let's go to the other side. Take the left leg up, index finger, middle finger around the big toe. Wrap it off with the thumb. Then see if you could firm the left hip into the earth and just lengthen the leg. Remember keeping the neck soft. Remember using the breath. And then it's released there. Let's come back to the right leg again. Let's take the right leg up and take your hands to the back of the right leg and just draw it in. You could have bend in the knee again. We're working on those hamstrings. If you like, you could extend the left leg. And let's change legs. So let's take the left leg up and start with the right foot planted. And then once you're established in your stretch, you could maybe extend that leg if you like. Now keep your neck soft, keep your shoulders soft, use your breath energy. Nice. So let's come on out and just hug both knees into the chest for a moment. And we're going to take some energy to our hips. So take your feet back down to the earth. And just for a moment, bring the soles of your feet together and let the knees splay out and just feel a little energy in your hips. Did the hot people cool off a little bit? Okay, all right, so I'm glad. All right, so let's lift the knees up. And we're gonna just work a little hips. So let's just take your right foot and just move it maybe just 2 inches straight forward where it is. Then take your left knee, your left ankle underneath your right knee, and just let the left knee fall down to the floor.
Right. Then you're gonna take your right ankle and lift it up and place your right ankle on your left knee and let the right knee fall over to the right. So you start to feel something.
Yeah. Yeah. So let this fall down. Let this fall down. No, the other way.
This way. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, there's all kinds of ways of leverage you could do this to get the hips, but the idea is to feel something in the hips. Yeah. And there's some people that are just so flexible that they don't feel anything here, right? Are you one of those?
No, I'm not one of those. I feel it.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So relax here. Keep your hips as neutral as you can. And what we're doing is we're letting gravity kind of do the work for us, right? You don't want to feel any pain in the knee. Are you feeling anything there, Kate? A little bit. So we could modify this for you a little bit, can we? Let's go there. Let's do this. Let's. Oops. So, some of us are tight in our hips, and we know it. So that gives us incentive and maybe work on it. So let's take another few breaths here. And then using, not being in a hurry, just using our breath, we're gonna just slowly lift up that right leg and take the foot down, and then lift up the left leg, and then just hug both knees into our chest, just releasing the hips. And then let's come back down and work the other side. So take both feet down. And then we're going to just move the left foot slightly forward and take the right ankle underneath the left knee. Let it fall down. And then we're going to take that left ankle on the right knee area and just open up the hips. So you want to feel maybe not the maximum, maybe not the middle, minimum, just kind of find the middle. It's a good place to practice. So does this mean you have tight hips? It does, huh? Okay. And you may notice one side is different than the other side, which is a challenge in our practice. We want to find balance in the body. So we have imbalances, many of us, that we carry for years and years and years. And if we're in our practice, if we could just find ways to bring more balance between the left side, the right side, between the tight, between the weak and the strong, then we'd be in a better place too. So let's take just a few more breaths here. And then using your breath awareness, we're going to just slowly lift up that left foot, take it down, lift up the right knee, and just draw both knees into the chest. Okay, so that's the external rotation of the hips. Let's take the feet back down. We're going to work on the internal rotation of the hips. So move your feet wide on your mat. And let's let everybody take your knees and let them both fall over toward the window. Now the leg that's closest to the window, lift up that ankle and place it on the knee of the other foot, of the other leg. Nice. And just let both of the knees come down. And then the alignment that we want, that's the I find the most effective, is we want to line up the shoulder, the hip, and the knee. And then just really feel a little something, yeah? And we don't want to have any pain in the knee. If there is, we can make adjustments here. So just relax here and give you a little adjustment. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, let me just move it over here.
Oh, I see.
Is that okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. And, sir, can we give you just a little mini adjustment here?
Of course.
Okay. All right.
How that alignment.
Yeah. So how's this feeling? Again, it's just a place where a lot of us don't get a stretch. So let's again, we're going to slowly come out. So engage your core and just lift up that left leg, take it down to the floor, and just release your hips by hugging both legs in. And let's come down and work the other side. So feet wide on your mat again. We're going to let the knees fall away from the window toward the door side of the room. And then we're going to take the bottom ankle and put it on top of the other knee. So again, we don't want any pain in the knee joint. Come back to the breath. Can we keep the neck soft here? So let's slowly come on out again. Nice. And just hug the knees into the chest again. All right, so if you like this theme of the hips, let's work on the hips just a little bit more. So from here, let's take the feet bottoms down. And we're going to take the right knee toward the right shoulder and take your hands to the shin. It's nice. Now keep the left foot planted. Then lift your right heel up toward the sky. And you're going to lean over to the right and let the right knee come all the way down to the floor. So let it come all the way down to the floor. Lean over to the right. Come all the way down to the floor. Nice. Oops, I'm sorry. Okay. So then you want to pull it over. You feel that hip a little bit? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's the stretch. So then holding that there. Just move this just a little bit more that way. And then start to open that hip that way and feel some places we could get some opening in the hips a little bit. So let's just take a few breaths here. I know for some of this is very intense. Mm-hmm. Come over more here and then lift the heel in towards you more. Ah, that's the spot for you. All right, let's take one or two more breaths here and release. Anybody discover some tight spaces in their hips? So let's just do one more time on the other side, yes? So let's bring the feet bottoms down. We're going to draw the left knee toward the left shoulder. Then lean over to the left and take that top of that thigh all the way down to the earth. And then just pull. We don't want to straighten the other leg yet. We'll just pull it, bring it all the way down, and then pull it towards you. Yeah, and for some of us, there's some stuff going on here, yeah? So good. Use this for support, because if you extend this all the way down, you're not going to be able to hold that there. Okay, great. So just pull the heel in towards you so that the ankle is over the knee somewhat. Now remember the neck and the face. We don't want to start getting tight in our face again.
And this side, and maybe in some bodies, a little different than the other side. Yeah. So let's take another few breaths here. And let's come back to center. I mean, just release the leg, hug the legs in. So that's kind of like half happy baby. So let's go into the happy baby. So just open up the knees wide, reach up, hold on, and just really keep your shoulders down, keep your hips down, and now play with that opening here in your happy baby, and just see if you can find some new awareness in the hips. So maybe just a few more breaths here. Nice. So when you're ready, just release. And we're just going to do one little more little movement to release the hips. So bring your shins parallel to the earth. Take your left hand to your left knee, your right hand to your right knee. And we're going to just slowly start to move the knees apart and make a nice circular movement. You're lying on your back. Nice circular movement with the knees, and just kind of feel it in your hip sockets. Nice and slow. And then pause and take it in the opposite direction. Just feel your hips and your breath. Okay, so let's bring it back to center. And the last thing I want to do is just bring your forehead up to your knees if you can. Keep your back on the floor, but just see if you could just curl up and bring the forehead to the knees. And just gently move the head from side to side, reestablishing some of that softness we brought to the neck in the beginning. And just a gentle nod up and down, softening the neck. Inhale, and as you exhale, just allow your body to sink down to the earth. And you can begin your Shavasana here. If you feel that you have to do some more stretching or movement, that's fine. It's up to you. Just be mindful of your neighbors. And we have plenty of props if you need a chair or some blankets or a bolster for your Shavasana. Feel free to take the time.
So let's take a deep, deep breath and let this breath bring us back into the awareness of our body. And start to feel again our arms and our legs, feel our size and our shape, feel the earth underneath us. Breathe into your joints, into your muscle and bone. Slowly move your fingers, move your toes, and softly move your head and neck, acknowledging that you're here in this body once more. Taking your time without the hint of rush to slowly bring yourself to a comfortable seated posture. And sit tall with awareness. Awareness of your neck and your shoulders, awareness of your hips. Aware of the breath that connects it all. And before we close, I'd like to share this thought with you. I wish for you a life of purpose and meaning. A life that recognizes the joy that sits alongside sadness. I'd like you to know that you are loved and you are love. Live a life of possibility, one of hopes and dreams, because everything can change for good in an instant, and we never know how much time we have left. So now I invite you, if you will, join me. Let's chant together one time, Om. Let's take a breath together. So thank you for coming. Thank you for the heat that you bring. And the joy and the lovely energy and the intention of making yourself better so that we could be better in the world and make a better world. Have a fun week ahead and have a lovely, awesome journey in this adventure we all travel called life. Namaste.